latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Bernardo Silva says City must take Thursday's top-of-the-table clash with Liverpool to the opposition at the Etihad Stadium. City have not beaten Liverpool in their last four attempts, with three defeats last season, including losing home and away in the Champions League. The two sides drew 0-0 at Anfield earlier this season, with Riyad Mahrez missing a late penalty, whilst the last time they met in the Premier League at the Etihad Stadium, City thrashed Liverpool 5-0. The Reds have certainly improved since then and are sitting pretty at the top of the league, well clear of City at this moment in time. And Silva says that they now must win this game and take the match to Liverpool if they are to have a chance of retaining their title. He said, this season we could have beaten them, we could have won there, we missed a penalty at the end. Here at home we will try to beat them again. It's a very difficult team, a tough team. They work hard. They're first, leading the league, so we'll try to do it as we usually do. Moving on, and City have been told they will have to pay £75 million if they want to sign Tanguy Ndombele from Lyon. City are on the lookout for a long-term replacement for Fernandinho, and the France international is thought to be a target. City's initial bid of £45 million is believed to be well below what Lyon value the 22-year-old at, and it's thought the French outfit have now set the price tag at £75 million. Finally today, and Sydney FC have completed the signing of midfielder Anthony Caceres, who joins on loan from Manchester City after his initial loan spell at Melbourne City was cut short. The 26-year-old found himself on the outside of Melbourne City coach Warren Joyce's plans and has now made the switch to Sydney FC.